The atmosphere of Councillor McGinty's saloon was blurred with tobacco smoke and heavy with the smell of spirits. The man himself was a black-maned giant, swarthy as an Italian, with eyes that were deep, dark, and dead.
Well, young man, I can't call your face to mind.
I'm new here, Mr. McGinty.
Not so new that you can't give a gentleman his proper title.
He's Councillor McGinty, stranger. I'm sorry, Councillor. John McMurdo. I was advised to see you.
Well, you see me. This is all there is. What do you think of me?
Well, it's early days. But if your heart's as big as your body and your soul's as fine as your face, then I'd ask for nothing better.
By God, you've got an Irish tongue in your head anyhow. Who told you to see me?
Brother Scanlon, Lodge 341. It's a dark night.
And dark nights are unpleasant.
Yes, for strangers to travel.
Brother Baldwin.
What?
Baldwin. Ted Baldwin.
What if I am?
I've something to say to you.
And suppose I don't want to hear it.
You'll listen whether you like it or not.
Oh, I will I?
That's enough. Brother Baldwin, escort Mr. McMurdo through to my private room. Now, Brother McMurdo, stay exactly where you are and keep your hands where I can see them.
A bone barrow's a strange sort of welcome.
They don't take people on trust in the valley.
Where were you made?
Lodge 29, Chicago.
When?
June 24th, 1872.
Body master?
James H. Scott.
District ruler?
Bartholomew Wilson.
Why did you leave Chicago?
I'm damned if I'll tell you that.
Quiet! Answer the question.
I was helping Uncle Sam to make dollars.
That's your great secret? You're a coiner?
I was a coiner. Then I moved up some. I killed a man.
You're all talk. You don't have the guts. Why did you kill him?
He threatened to squeal on me to the cops.
And so you killed him.
Why'd you come here?
Because I read in the papers you weren't too particular in these parts.
Yeah, so you claim to be a murderer, and you came to my town because you thought you'd be welcome.
Mm-hmm. That's about the size of it.
Regular lodge meetings Friday.
I know it. Hole behind the saloon. 9 o'clock.
Be there.
Whitaker's Almanac.
Yes. Rather reserved in the beginning. Positively garrulous towards the end.
Page 534.
Column 2.
Column 2. The Trade and Resources of British India.
The first number's 13.
13. Maratha. Not a very auspicious beginning.
7.
Government. Well, at least that makes sense.
Doesn't seem particularly relevant, though.
What's next?
36.
36.
Well, what does the Maratha government do? Holmes?
The next word is pig's bristles.
John! John! Wake!
Oh, Andy. What are you doing up at this hour? Where's your father?
Still asleep. I had to see you before you went.
He's forbidden me to talk to you.
I know. Where will you go?
I've got a room at another house. Widow McNamara's. Some friends arranged it.
I know the place. John, I'll try to see you there.
Betty. Ted Baldwin.
Father shouldn't have told you.
I'm not scared of a man like Baldwin.
Well, you should be. John, why couldn't you have come here sooner?
If I had, suppose I'd been first.
I wish to God you had been.
Even though I'm a freeman, too.
But not like them. You could never be like them. You don't know what they're like.
Oh, my love. I know.